This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Dougie, I almost said Victoria. Victoria's here. Chuck. Dougie is taking some time. He is recuperating from his second COVID-19 shot. A little under the weather, but he is going to join us a little bit later on this hour. In the meantime, ladies, I think we know the big stories. We know that people have been paying attention to the motivations of the Colorado shooter at King Soopers in Boulder. We know that the crisis on the border is growing and that even the president of Mexico is now saying, what is going on? Why did you make these promises to the Biden administration that you are not able to keep? There is COVID-19 raging around. There's a lot that's happening outside of ourselves. But should we take a second to look inward for a second?
Sure.
All right. There's a new survey that's out. This is from the Southwest News Service that asked this question. At first, I think it's important to ask because you guys don't know where I'm going with this. But Victoria, Jay, Phil, if you want, chime in. When were you guys like high school people? Like, did you really like feel like you peaked in high school?
No.
No.
God. I'm still waiting.
Right?
I agree. I was like, I was so super shy that I had, high school for me, like, when I went to my high school reunion, they're like, I'm sorry, who were you? Were you in our class? Like, I was such a wallflower in high school. Not cool at all. But you know the people I'm talking about, the ones who are the jocks or the cheerleaders, who it's all downhill after high school or maybe college if they were, popular on that level. And then life happens and they won't. I feel like my life has been on a trajectory kind of upwards after high school. It sounds like you guys too. But the question then is, when do we peak? What is the prime of our life? And Americans were asked to identify that age that they think they have or will peak. Any ideas as to what that age might be? Victoria, you want to start?
Jeez, that's a good one. I don't know. I think people see age differently now. So maybe people think that they peak at 50.
What do you think, Jay? 50?
Well,
do you think over or under on 50?
Yeah. What's the definition for peaking? Is it more so appearance? Is
like
it
most
career-wise?
The prime of your life. When somebody says, when you look back, when it's all over, what was the prime of your life? What would you identify as that period?
I feel like it would be 40s-ish because you're a little bit more established. You hopefully have your financial issues, in a row. You have more confidence. You don't really have to apologize for who you are. You don't care what people think of you because, other people's opinions of you aren't your business anyway.
From a male perspective, Phil, you think you agree with the ladies?
I guess for me, I must have peaked in my late 20s, early 30s then.
It's all over for Phil. Phil's like, I'm sitting here with you, dames.
It's all downhill from here.
I'm just sitting here with you hot numbers now. It's all over for me.
Right? Phil is like one of the girls, so yeah.
I don't know.
That could either be a good peak or it's downhill. I don't know.
Well, they say that youth may be wasted on the young, but living your life to its fullest happens for most in their late 30s. There's a new poll of 2,000 Americans that said that they peaked or they would peak at age 37. This is according to the Southwest News Service. Now, it's always the young people, right, that live life to the fullest now. It's never going to get any better than this. You hear that a lot when you're in your late teens or early 20s. But 34% of those who responded to this poll predicted that their prime will be at 46 or older. Now, I think that's pretty good because for the fact that people think they're peaking later and later in life, I think carries hope, right, that there is still more to accomplish, more to do. I mean,
sure.
I think decades ago, by the time you were 40, Especially, let's be honest, if you were a woman at 40, were done. Yeah, you had the 40, you had over-the-hill birthdays, everything was black, they had the little cemetery markers. And if you were a woman, I mean, I think about news anchors, right? Once you're a 40-year-old woman, bye, see you later.
Right.
Now that's becoming, and while that's still an issue, it's becoming more of the norm. I think for everybody, men and women, we just tend to have a longer shelf life now in at least the minds of culture. 61%. Those in the survey said that they appreciated themselves more this year because of the pandemic than ever before. Maybe people spent more time alone with themselves, with their close family members, but they are optimistic about the future. 39% say 2021 is going to be their best year yet. That is tough. God love those 39%. That restores some of my faith in humanity that there is
best
still some optimism
yet
out there.
Ooh,
I know.
I don't know. I mean, you could say it's your best year of the last 2 years. I don't know about best year yet.
But you know what?
Wow.
I think that there's something that sort of, I don't know, maybe hopeful about this, because think about it. If after 2020 we were all locked down, and you can look at it after the Spanish flu and then we had the Roaring Twenties. Now, we won't talk about the fact that the Great Depression came after that. But maybe these 39, 40% of Americans think, gosh, we've been locked up so long. Once we feel like there's some herd immunity and we feel like people are vaccinated, we're going to really get out there and start living. And maybe they're looking forward to that. In the spirit of self-improvement, most participants in the poll, which was done this month, it was done at the beginning of March, said that they've pledged to elevate their wellness this year.
Yes,
which is like
I hear that
on
a
Monday.
Lot.
Yep. It's, you know what the funny feel better. Thing is?
Yeah, and it's so funny too, because the conversation has shifted from health to wellness.
Yeah.
It's like health isn't enough anymore. Now everybody wants wellness. You know?
I know.
Like,
why do they keep moving the goalposts? Like, leave us alone.
I don't know. It's
we
very
finally
ambitious.
We put down the donuts, and now you want us to be, like, mentally healthy, too? What's your problem?
Right, right.
Physical health, 56% say they are going to be focusing on that. 46%, to your point, Victoria, say that they're going to focus on improved mental health. 45% say exercising more often, maybe facilitated by the fact that some gyms, especially in states like California that have been locked down, are starting to reopen. And sticking to a better diet, 44%, putting away that quarantine banana bread. 80%.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Believe that they can achieve anything as long as they feel physically, mentally, and emotionally well. That's a pretty big number, and I like that number. It makes me feel good that people are confident in their abilities to take power over their own life. That's pretty good stuff. So 37 is the peak on average, but again, if you're past 37, most of the respondents, 34% of them at least, say that their prime will be at age 46 or over. And
I think if you're like, let's say if you're in college, I think it's very easy to think, oh, I'll probably peak at like 37. I'll probably be married by then, probably have some young kids, you know, like when you're looking at your future. But yeah, I think once you turn 30, I think 46, 47 probably looks
closer
the same way.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so the kids are going to be gone from the house. And then you start thinking about, you know, how old your kids will be. And I think people base a lot of that, probably especially women, on, you know, where you are in your kids' stages of life and schooling. So I think people tend to do that. Like, we all kind of do that automatic math. Like, if you see a celebrity couple and the guy is a lot older than the girl, like Alec Baldwin and his, like, 90,000 babies that he has with his wife.
Oh, with his Spanish princess?
Yeah. Right. So then you think automatically you do the math. You're like, let's see. So Alec is 64. So when his kid is a senior in high school, he'll be 90. You know, like, everybody does that math, and it's based on how old the kids are. So I think that the 37 mark probably makes a lot of sense if you're, like, in college. And then
I think,
you know,
also as you get older, I can remember as a kid, you know, when I'd be playing a restaurant or travel agency or whatever, like I used to play a lot of like make-believe games like that. I was an only child, so I'd make my grandmother play with me. And I remember thinking that like 17 was like the coolest age. Like when I was 17, I could do all of these things. I liked it better than 18. I don't know why, but it was like that was the age. And then when I was 17, I'm like, well, 25. And then, you know, you're constantly looking ahead because you catch up with these age markers. Unfortunately,
and if you're lucky enough. Right. And then 17 turns out it's not that cool because I can't do anything. I'm not 18 yet.
And then when you're 21, you're like, oh, yeah, I can drink, but now I can't rent a car. And so you're constantly looking for these markers. And then when you do turn 35 or 40 or 50, you go, well, 60 doesn't sound that old. I mean, I thought you were hanging it up when I was 13. Now 60 sounds pretty good. I even say, like, when people go, oh, he's 79, he's 80. I'm like, not too bad. He's still got
I mean, you're constantly moving goalposts the further you get. All right, a little bit to think about. You can always chime in and let us know what you think at DJV Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Have you hit the prime of your life yet at 17 minutes past the hour?
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV Show. Dougie is taking a little break, not feeling too hot after his second vaccine. In the meantime, you've got Jennifer Horn, that's me, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner, Phil is here, Phil McGeehan at the controls, at Radio America in Washington, D.C., where things usually work, except for this week. Poor Phil. All right, 7-Eleven making an announcement today, ladies, that they are opening a taco drive-through. They want to get in on the growing popularity of fast food, so they are opening up a taco restaurant. This is in Laredo. It's the Laredo Taco location with a drive-thru in Dallas. Laredo tacos can be found in 7-Eleven stores themselves, but this is the first drive-up for the 7-Eleven chain. Customers can order Slurpees in addition to items from the Laredo taco menu, which include tacos, side dishes, and agua frescas. This will do really well, but true disclosure time. I have never eaten something from a 7-Eleven that isn't like a prepackaged snack. So I'm not sure if I'd be quick to run to the drive-thru, but hey, maybe it'd be pretty good. Victoria, have you eaten from a 7-Eleven?
I mean, I'm from Jersey. Jersey,
Nosh on those hot dogs when you eat meat.
We love the Sev. So I have Slurpee. I grew up on Slurpees and buttered rolls. So if you're a Jersey person, you know.
What is the buttered roll from 7-Eleven? I don't know.
It's just a hard roll, like a Kaiser roll that you would normally put like a hamburger on. It's a little bit crunchy on the outside, very soft on the inside. And it's just cut in half, and it's just slathered in salted butter. And it's the most amazing thing ever. There's, like, no explanation as to why it's so good. Maybe it's the type of butter they use or just the combo. But it is they're amazing. They really are. So and they make them at the 7-Eleven. So, like, that's something technically made by 7-Eleven that I have eaten. I don't eat hot dogs, so I have never had the hot dogs on that spinning thing because that just
I love
gross.
That spinning thing. It looks like those things have been there for, like, 12 years and that they just roll through. And you're like, oh, those must be plastic, right? And then you're like, oh, no, somebody's getting one of those. Jay, have you eaten from a 7-Eleven? Fess up. Come on.
I honestly, don't get me wrong. I'm not above gas station food. I just don't think I've ever been in a 7-Eleven. Never enjoyed a 7-Eleven Slurpee. I've never been to a 7-Eleven.
You are missing out.
That's your assignment today. It's DJ.
I have to go find one.
21 minutes past the hour.
network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have to start recording our conversations in the break.
Right?
23 minutes past the hour on the DJB show. This is when we talk about what's trending or we argue about what's better if you had two choices to go to dinner or breakfast, 7-Eleven or IHOP. Jay Kirshner is here with all of the trending items. I think you agree with me, Jay, that the IHOP, I love IHOP. It's delicious. But when you get the omelet, you have to be ready for the fact that they put pancake batter in it and it's sometimes kind of grainy.
See, and I'm someone who, I don't even like pancakes, so I'm not an IHOP fan, and yeah, definitely keep the pancake batter out of my eggs. I do love eggs, though.
I do, too. And, you know, pancakes, I like three bites of them at the end of the meal, just like dessert. Yeah. Otherwise, I feel like, you know, they always say Chinese food. Yeah, well, they always say Chinese food makes you hungry the rest of the day.
Yeah.
If I eat pancakes, I feel immediately full, then I feel super sick, and then I feel starving the rest of the day. It's the weirdest, like, spike to the old blood sugar, I think. It's a weird thing. All right, Jay, enough of that. What is trending on social media? Reminding you to follow us on all of our platforms at DJV Show.
A little sad news. George Segal died, the Oscar-nominated actor. He was on The Goldbergs. He played Pop.
So
he was
sad.
On the big 90s sitcom Just Shoot Me. I mean, he has a list of works that he's done that just can go on and on. He died in Santa Rosa of complications from bypass surgery. He was 87. Oh.
I didn't know he was 87, but I'm a huge George Segal fan. I have never seen him in anything that I didn't adore him in. This was really, really sad when I saw that trending. Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it's awful. And I'm sure they're going to write it into the Goldbergs eventually, and it's just...
He's one of those actors, and I sometimes think these actors have more credibility than even the ones that we know. You know, the Tom Cruise or the Tom Hanks or the Brad Pitt or the George Clooney's that we just recognized. He was someone, when I saw his name trending, I went, who is that name? You know, it sounds familiar, but then you see his face and you're like, oh, because he's done so many different projects. And I sometimes think that that's almost better than some of the people who live with that high level of notoriety. All right, also going on today, Prince Harry, he's getting a job. What is his job, Jay? What's he doing?
He is the chief impact officer at Better Up.
Oh boy.
So it's a startup, and it focuses on mental health and employee coaching. And so his new job, he's the executive. He's going to be... kind of include, he's going to be doing initiatives. He's going to have a lot of input in those. He's going to be discussing product strategy decisions. He'll be a part of their charitable contributions.
He's going to be like a face, right? I mean, he's got to be a face.
Yes, he's going to be the face.
More than anything.
And exactly, and with everything that he's discussed with his wife, Megan, regarding mental health aspects, I mean, it's no surprise that this is the route he's taking.
Well, he's also used BetterUp as a customer. So, like, I'm not just the president, I'm also a customer. He's like that.
Like the hair club for men?
Right. So he has used BetterUp, which is something that I think he felt like it made sense for him. The CEO of the company said, told the Wall Street Journal that this is actually a very meaningful and meaty role. That's the words he used, meaty. So I'm wondering, like, is Harry in a suit and a briefcase, with a briefcase every day, like saying goodbye to Meghan and Archie? Or is this, you know, I wonder, because they're in Northern California, right? Or, well, Southern California. So I wonder if he's going to be traveling a lot to an office, or if this is something where he's going to be working from home.
Yeah, there's Silicon Valley. That's where a lot of the technology stuff starts out. And yeah, he's right in the kind of the center of California. So yeah, will he be commuting every day? I don't think so. Probably he'll be working from home, maybe like the rest of us. But I don't know. I think it's a good move for them, who are looking for someone notable to have as a spokesperson for their product. But I can't imagine him with a commuter mug and a briefcase going to work.
Yeah, sitting on the train.
But having a real job though, and having to report to people, that might be exciting for someone who's never had a job.
There you go. It's the DJV Show. Follow us at DJV Show on Twitter at 29 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the need to chew begins with teething. You've probably seen how uncomfortable a baby feels when he's cutting his teeth, and puppies and kittens have the same problem. A young pet does need something in his mouth to ease the pain as the new teeth come in. An ice cube feels wonderful on those sore gums and has a lot of crunch to it, but make sure you only give him one if you're there to supervise. And toys at any age, but particularly in the early development stages, are really a necessity. For a young teething animal, you might want to wet the toys with some peanut butter or Cheese Whiz, put them on some rawhide, then place them in the freezer before letting your dog or cat chew on them. This will help numb the gum and ease the teething pain, much like a frozen teething ring for an infant. A dog's mouth is like a human's hand. If the mouth is not in use, the animal may get fidgety or even anxious. If he cannot find anything suitable to put his mouth on, and he's been alone all day and bored out of his mind, it would be surprising if he didn't go after the table. You must provide him with a wonderful array of terrific chew toys in every room of the house, so he always has the choice to do the right thing, or perhaps not. I'll warn you next time.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea launched 2 short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday in its first significant provocation against the United States under President Biden. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga of Japan was the first regional leader to announce that North Korea had resumed testing ballistic missiles in violation of United Nations resolutions. A very partisan debate has kicked off in the Senate over the House-passed For the People Act. On Wednesday, the Senate Rules and Administration Committee started examining the sweeping election reform bill, which passed through the House with absolutely no Republican support. Democrats are claiming the bill would increase citizens' ability to vote in elections. Republicans say election rules and laws are meant to be governed on the local level, and this legislation would be a federal takeover of the election process. Brazil hit 300,000 deaths from the coronavirus on Wednesday, becoming the second country behind the United States to see that many deaths from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the United States faces an unprecedented humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration insists the previous administration caused the invasion of immigrants. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas reminds Americans President Biden's actions is why we're at this crisis level.
Dismantle. That's the word they always use, that Donald Trump had dismantled the immigration system. That's simply false. Joe Biden is the one that dismantled the highly effective policies that created this crisis. There are three of those policies in particular. One was the public health exclusion order that said in the middle of a pandemic, we're not going to let people enter our country. Joe Biden created an exception for minors, and guess what? We have a lot of minors at our border now. Second was the so-called remain in Mexico policy. If you got to our border and you had an asylum claim, you had to remain in Mexico. You didn't just get released from the country on your own recognizance and hope that you return to your hearing 18 months from now. And third was the so-called safe third country agreement, especially with Guatemala. If you left your country and you're seeking asylum, you have to seek asylum in the first country through which you pass, oftentimes Guatemala. Those three policies had effectively closed our border last year. Joe Biden eliminated them, and we have the Biden border crisis now.
Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News. In his military days, Senator Cotton was deployed to Baghdad as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. As a platoon leader with the 101st Airborne Division in Iraq, he led a 41-man air assault infantry platoon in the 506th Infantry Regiment. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Dougie is around. He is checking in, but he is going to take a few more minutes to kind of shake the dust off. He had his second COVID-19 vaccine. I think, did we say he had the Moderna or the Pfizer? I feel like I've asked this question.
I think he had Pfizer. I think it was the Pfizer.
He had the Pfizer. So, second dose, for people who haven't had it, the second dose is tough because they inject that little bit of manipulation into your body with the first one. The second one makes you feel bad. Now, if you've had COVID and you get the vaccine, I can tell you like a friend, it's tough. My mom had COVID and got the vaccine from Moderna, and her first dose was the one that was the toughest for her. So I think, you know, you just have to give yourself a day or two to get over it and drink a lot of water. That's the way I keep hearing. Just flush your light.
Yeah. When my parents are fully vaccinated now, and their second Moderna shot, they were both pretty under the weather. So they had, you know, fevers, and they were pretty much in bed, felt like they had the flu. So we had some Pedialyte delivered and some Gatorade. So electrolytes are important, and
it's
hydration.
Huge. Yep. I really had important. not I don't think I've had as much Gatorade as I have had in the last year.
Right?
And that when I had COVID, I get the zero. I get the zero sugar. But I really found that I like the blue Gatorade. Is that weird? So
it's always weird that what it does to your mouth, the color of your mouth changes.
I know. It is. It does kind of change color. But the zero sugar is pretty good. Doesn't have any calories. And it does. It really helped. I mean, I was a constant supply of the blue and the white Gatorade Zero during my bout with COVID, and I've kind of kept it up. It's weird. Like, every once in a while now I'll get a taste for it, which is bizarre because I had no taste when I had COVID. So it's weird how it still sticks around. All right. So in the meantime, Doug will be back. We will have him in just a few moments. But, Victoria, there is a story about Matthew McConaughey and a fundraiser. Matthew McConaughey has been talked about so much, not for his movies necessarily, but for his philanthropic work. And there are rumblings that he may run for governor of Texas. Whether that's a good idea or not, I think is left to, we still have to see. We'll wait and see. But in the meantime, this fundraiser was all about his home state of Texas. What went on here?
Yeah, I'm so bummed that I missed this, but it was called We're Texas, and it's a fundraiser that Matthew McConaughey hosted. It's about a little over 2 hours, and he hosted it online to raise money for all of the, you know, the recent storms and things that have affected Texas, which, you know, people lost power and water, and Texas has been through the ringer. And so Matthew McConaughey so far has raised, it's close to $10 million at this point. Donations are still coming in.
Wow.
The initial event, which was Sunday night, raised $7.7 million. So, and it's funny that you mentioned his political aspirations. The way he hosted it was very politician televangely, like it had like a vibe to it that there was like a very big desk and it there was a vibe. Like I don't know if he's studying for a role or if he's just sort of projecting that image out there that maybe we could see him sitting behind a big desk someday, depending on what capital it is. I'm not sure, but it was interesting. But it was really compelling, though. He had a lot of, he called in every friend. So he had Willie Nelson and Kelly Clarkson and Miranda Lambert and Casey Musgraves and Selena Gomez, all these, you know, Texas natives, and Woody Harrelson, who's his, you know, good buddy, and they had their ranches, like, literally touch each other. So, it was a fun event. But the one thing that kind of has gone viral, which is really surprising a lot of people, is Post Malone, who a lot of people forget is actually from Texas, and known as, you know, like the auto-tune white rapper hip-hop guy. I'm a big Post Malone fan. So when I heard that he had covered a Brad Paisley song and then he covered a Sturgill Simpson song, I was like, okay, Posty, are we out of our lane? Like, is this not going to go well for you? I was totally blown away. We've got a snippet of both songs. I don't know this Brad Paisley song, but it's great.
This is one of his fun concert songs.
This is a great one. This is classic.
Right now, I'm on this lakeshore, and I'm sitting in the sun.
The backing band is Dwight Yoakam's band, so the band is amazing too. But this is the Sturgill Simpson song, You Can Have the Crown. This was great.
Good. I'm impressed.
Right?
I was like, yeah.
What? Like, Posty? I'm shocked, but pleasantly surprised.
Absolutely. Post Malone covering country for a Matthew McConaughey fundraiser. That was the Sturgill Simpson song. Before that, you heard I'm Gonna Miss Her, which is one of Brad Paisley's, I think a classic of Brad Paisley's fans. A lot of people like that one. Interesting. So 7.7 million donations still coming in. And do we think, ladies, I mean, from a political aspect, do we think that Matthew McConaughey has a chance? Do we think this could be the next step for him to become governor of Texas?
Well, do we know?
I believe it.
Do we know anything about his policies? Like that, I mean, I love McConaughey, you know, who doesn't, right? And his foundation is called the JK Livin', you know, he is always JK Livin', just keep living. It's the JK Livin' Foundation, that's the name of his charity. I don't know, I mean, it's, would people take it seriously if he ran?
All right. I don't know. Right. You know, I think we have to, the thing is that the problem with celebrities, and this happened in California, and I witnessed it in California with Arnold Schwarzenegger, is that people get to, like, kind of wrapped up in the fact that everybody knows this person's name. And,
right.
you're a star, and everybody knows Arnold Schwarzenegger. Everybody knows Matthew McConaughey. So there's excitement around that. But it's really important to know what the platform is. What do you stand for? Who do you support? What are those ideals that you represent? So I think we have to hear, in all fairness, I think if Matthew McConaughey is serious, I mean, obviously now he's fundraising for his home state and that's great. But if he does have some political aspirations, I think we have to see what his platform is going to be. I think that's only fair, and see how he stands next to some of the other people who will be on the ballot next to him if he chooses to run. But some people say he's a Democrat, but a more moderate Democrat.
I'd put him as more of a moderate Republican.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, based on a few statements that I've seen him make here and there, he keeps his politics to himself, which is fine, you know,
and
he doesn't want it to affect his career.
Maybe more libertarian. I mean, maybe just less government and more personal freedoms.
He's married to a Mexican immigrant. Camila Alves is his wife, so he's got, you know, some strong thoughts on immigration, whatever they are, I don't know. But, you know, I think that it would be interesting to hear what his actual thoughts and platforms would be. But again, he may not want to do that. He's still in the prime of his career. He's got a bunch of movies coming up, so I don't know. Maybe that's like
for
later
on. And
doesn't
ruin it. I mean, certainly it slowed down Schwarzenegger's career, but he's gone right back to being someone who's in movies and TV and is still very recognizable. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll keep an eye on Matthew McConaughey, who has done the circuit everywhere from Hugh Hewitt to like the Today Show, talking about this possibility that he's keeping an open mind about running for Texas governor. More up ahead, it's the DJV Show at 43 minutes past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. It's amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug is taking a quick break. He is suffering a little. He had day two of his, or shot number two of his Pfizer vaccine. We'll hear about that in a matter of moments. He'll be back with us. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Jake Kirshner is here with social media. And Phil McGinn is here behind the controls at Radio America, our lone man amongst all of these lovely ladies. And Jay, I know that you are a fan of superheroes, of the Marvel world. And Victoria, there's a story that's out about Marvel's Black Widow, which is going to be coming to Disney Plus and to theaters. This is something new that I think is going to stick around for a while because theaters were closed in New York and California, some of the middle of the country lucky enough to have movie theaters. The movie industry really shut down with new releases, and so much of what they would have pushed out came out on streaming. Now it looks like they're going to do a coupling. They'll release something in wide release to movie theaters and on their Disney Plus platform.
Yeah, this really took a lot of people by surprise. When this news broke that Disney Plus was going to actually release Black Widow, they've been pushing it off. They were, like, going down the road of the new Top Gun movie and James Bond. They were going to hold out for theatrical release only. They were not going to go to streaming. I'm not exactly sure what changed their mind. They did just surpass the 100 million mark of subscribers, so maybe, and it's going to cost you an extra $30. If you have Disney Plus, you already have to have Disney Plus, and then you have to pay $30 for it. So it's going down the Mulan road. It will be in theaters as well. So who knows? Maybe this is just a cash grab, and this will end up being really successful. I know a lot of people who are fans of the Marvel world have been waiting for ScarJo to play Black Widow in her own movie, kind of, you know, like getting the Wonder Woman treatment. So it's gotten a lot of buzz, and we'll see how successful it is. But Jay, I know we always look to you as you're our Marvel superhero woman expert. Is this on your radar as well?
Oh, heck yes, especially because we've been seeing trailers for this film for what seems like for so long. So the fact that it's finally coming out, my husband and I, we've always preferred watching movies from home. We were those people that, like,
too.
Okay, we'll wait until it's out of theaters and we can actually watch it from home. Unless it was a Marvel movie or something that it's more of the experience to see it in the theater with other people. But the fact that this is going to be coming out and released the same time for on demand as well, it's just, I mean, we are so excited for this. And then finally the wait is over because it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And the thing is, with the Marvel Universe, things go in succession. So every time a film is pushed back, other films are pushed back too. I mean,
you're missing
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Right. Because they have to, the story kind of plays off each other. So I think, I don't know if we actually mentioned, but July 9th is the big day. So that's the big day that Black Widow will be hitting theaters and Disney Plus at the same time. So it'll be very interesting. I mean, we know Disney, and Jen, you know, you've talked to us about this being out in L.A. Disney parks have just been decimated by the pandemic.
Yeah, they're still shut down. They're going to be reopening, I think, at the end of April, but they'll only be allowed to open, I think, at this point at 15% capacity. And so a lot of people in the Disney Corporation said, you know, this is not optimal for us. We're not even going to be able to make money or break even having just 15% occupancy in the parks. But the parks right now,
does that even pay the electric bill?
I don't know. I mean, but they disintegrate. I mean, you have to keep these rides moving. You have to keep people in the park to keep things at the Disney level.
A lot of WD-40, right?
That's right. So they'll be definitely letting people back in, but you know, when will Disney start to see the turnaround? This is a huge hit for them, and they've even talked about moving their operations as much as they can anyway out of California. They have a lot of offices in Burbank and in the Los Angeles area, and moving them to Florida because it's just easier. All right, so Marvel's Black Widow coming to Disney Plus and theaters on July 9th. It's the DJV show, 50 minutes past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Three past the hour now. Laura Banks has joined us. The thrill of having you here. I chuckle about that because each time you are here, I think I'm looking at different things that are important astrologically. Mm-hmm. The actress that you are, the author that you are, the astrologer that you are, all bring different things. And I'm tempted sometimes to talk to you about other things.
Sure.
But I know our time is limited. Well, but we have limited time. And
well,
people
we can
are,
talk about astrology inside of that because mostly the performer that I am is due to my Leo. So any Leo people, you know, you are the ones that need to get in front of people and perform and be a ham or be a speaker. And then that fifth house, I have Mars. So you look at the houses and you look at where Mars is, because Mars is where your action is. And mine is in the house of the entertainer. Now, you, Doug, your Mars is in the ninth house, which is what you do, which is philosophies, understanding, higher education, out in the world of career and language and everything Sagittarius. So, you know, when you get boggled, you know, short trips really will always do you well. Mm-hmm. But your career is focused in on understanding other people's thinking and processes. And for me, it's being a performer. It always came naturally to me. Of course, you were a performer as well.
This comes very naturally to me. Being an actor, I've tried acting, and it doesn't come natural to me because it requires learning lines and staying in established in
in
established boundaries, which is not what I'm about at all.
No, because you're a lot of water. You're a lot of mutable. You're the Scorpio's fixed, but you've got that moon in Pisces, which is so mutable and so affected by those around you and so sensitive emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of sensitivity in your chart, Doug, and that Aquarius rising is still that humanitarian that's always about, can we just have it work out? It's a family affair. It's friends and groups that should just be getting along, and when they don't, that Scorpio just gets furious.
Yeah. Well, I think what's happening is, as I've said many times, and I wonder how many other people go through this, you get to a point where you feel like you're on the edge and all hope is lost and it seems horrible, and then you think, I have so much to be thankful for. And then, you know, there are ways to fix stuff. And it seems because I have so many good friends and people who support me and what I'm trying to do on the farm, you know, that kind of stuff. I can't imagine that it won't work, even though it seems extraordinarily difficult for no good
reason. And we're all going through that right now, all of us. Yeah. I am too. I think there's a collective consciousness of I don't want to say despair, but we're coming out of a really, really, really dark phase collectively.
Yep.
And I think we're all carrying a lot. I have been feeling depression in ways I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, I have been too. It's really,
that's the planet.
Yeah.
That's going on collectively.
Mm-hmm. So then how do we, as if somebody asks you for a reading at StarGalNetwork.com and they bring that to the conversation, what do you tell them that they can use so that they will not only feel better in the moment, but things will actually be better as they move ahead?
When there's really anxiety in one's life and there's depression, it's the baby steps. It's the one foot in front of the other. I heard once a really brilliant speaker, she said, just do 5 things a day toward your career or 5 little things a day toward your goal. It's taking action, because when you physically move your body, I mean, if it's really quantum physics, we're just energy and we're all connected. And I was watching a movie about this last night, extraordinary movie on Prime. What's the name of the movie, Laura? I don't know. I'll remember it if I don't try and think about it. But it was all about how we're just energy, Doug, and how we're all interrelated. So you've got to keep your body moving. Like, I was really feeling sad. I just left my house. There is space and time when you move in it and you shift. It's the butterfly effect. We can all, there's always this moving and shifting that has to occur. It's when we get stuck is when it really starts to hurt.
Yeah. So one of the things about me that I understand is I'm pretty open-minded, and when I have a spell with somebody or a spat with somebody, then I realize, you know, that it's always about the energy. It's about the two people or the number of people that are involved in it, and then I go back and want to make it right. And sometimes I have to eat my words, and I think that for some that's difficult. It's never really been for me, but I know that some people have to really assess where they are and think about it and be more open-minded about where they are, because it's never, you're never alone.
You have Pluto. Yeah. You have Pluto in your seventh house of relationships, so you can play as big as you can want to be in relationships and come out the other side. It's true. You have a larger picture because you have a generational planet in the house of relationships.
All right, so there you go. There's a bit of an example of how wonderfully well Laura Banks can work. You want a good reading? Go to StarGalNetwork.com. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.